The fatal shooting of Daniel Hambrick last month as he ran from a Nashville police officer has reanimated questions about policy governing the use of deadly force. Metro Police Chief Steve Anderson said last week those standards will be reviewed. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports.
Metro's police manual says four conditions must be met in order to use deadly force. There has to be probable cause of a felony involving serious bodily injury. There has to be a belief that the suspect continues to pose a threat. The officer has to identify himself and give warning, and all other options of stopping them must have been exhausted. Whether Andrew Delkey had just cause on all four guidelines when he shot Daniel Hambrick in the back is unclear. William Terrell of Arizona State University was part of a research team who conducted one of the most comprehensive national studies on use of force policy.
Shooting a fleeing suspect in the back is not warranted, and it's unreasonable, and the Supreme Court said that, unless you can articulate that your life or the life of someone else was in imminent deadly danger.
Terrell says most police departments have comprehensive policies regarding car chases, but not so much for foot pursuits. He says that's the next subject that needs to be tackled. His research found that with more rules in place, officers use less deadly force. For WPLN News, I'm Julieta Martinelli.